views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I'd love if you could connect with me after the show through my personal website. That address is AskSueLondon.com. Again, it's AskSueLondon.com. And I want to remind you that when you go to the website, if you sign up for the free newsletter, that way then I can send you 10 videos that are filled with tools and techniques that can help you along your journey. Now, just so you know, those videos that I'm sending you are the same things that I have done personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given 30 minutes to live, overcoming abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. So go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and I'm going to send you those videos. But you're also, in the newsletters that you'll receive from us, you're going to get special behind-the-scenes stuff on different radio guests, bonus items from our guests, lots of great stuff. So it's really worth signing up for, folks. I also want to, if you're looking for some inspirational reading, I want to invite you to, when you are at the website, to go to AskSueLondon.com, the books area. And there you'll see the books that I have personally wrote. My life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities, is there. And that's about the journey that I have been on of the different areas that I just mentioned that the videos are about. Lots of great information there. And you can learn how I got through that and all the secrets behind my success of where I am today. So that book is called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And you will see two children's books, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital and Rocky's Positive Thoughts coloring book. And there's stories behind that as well. So check that all out at AskSueLondon.com. So Christopher, my friend, you're not feeling too hot today, eh?
No, but I'm getting better, though.
Well, you know what? This cold has really affected so many people across North America.
Yeah, I think it's definitely spread around like the plague. No question about it.
Yeah, you know, I never get sick. And I had it for 2 weeks, and I was in bed, out, flat out, for a week and a half. And I just do not get sick. So it's crazy. But we've got a great show today. I think you're going to like it, because we're talking about detoxing and cleansing our bodies. So we've brought back our special friend and guest, Lisa Petty, and she's going to help us to detox and cleanse. So are you ready to do that just before Easter coming up just around the corner?
Oh, I'm ready, and ready for my birthday, too.
I know. Your birthday's coming up. Oh, my gosh. I did not forget, but it's like there's so much going on right now with everything else happening and lots of fun stuff. So, yeah, we'll have a birthday special, birthday tribute for you. That's coming right around the corner, my friend.
Should probably do that next week.
I think we will be, for sure. So let me ask you now. So Easter time, are you going to be eating a lot of chocolate?
Yes. Now, Easter actually falls after my birthday this year. It's late this year.
I know. Well, you know, my baby's birthdays were March the 27th and March 29th, and both of them were coming home on the Good Friday of the Easter weekend. So that's just how much, you know, that holiday really flips around, doesn't it?
Really fluctuates depending on the new moon. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, is that how it works?
I think so.
So, yeah, so we'll have to ask Lisa if chocolate is part of doing a detox or not. I have kind of a feeling she's going to say no. But I'm really excited because, you know what, with doing the detoxing, with the Easter Bunny coming soon, that means spring is here, right? So Ross and I are spending a lot of time. We're cleaning out our garage, you know, getting rid of all the winter salt. You guys use salt down there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, salt can be pretty messy, and especially for our little puppy's paws, right?
It's not good for the environment either, they say.
Is that right? Yeah, they're turning more to sand, aren't they, in a lot of areas?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a good time that, like, Ross and I not only do the cleaning in our house, but we also do the cleansing in our bodies. And from what I've learned and heard from so many people, it's springtime that you want to do these cleanses. So we're doing a really perfect timing topic for this show with it being spring now. So are you ready to learn and get educated, my friend?
Well, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. Well, folks, I've mentioned that we have our friend Lisa Petty here today. Lisa Petty is a wonderful friend of mine. She is my guru. She is my butt kicker in a loving way most of the time. No, all the time, I have to add. And she's really helped me. She's very gifted in the way she can look at you and tell you you're missing something, and she's done that often with me, and she's been such a great educator for me to learn more about myself. And today Lisa is going to help us to understand and learn about detoxing, doing cleansing for our bodies, why you want to do it, the benefits, you know, how you feel after, during, tricks to doing it, none of these quick fix pop pills. It's all about, you know, doing things in a very good, healthy way. So Lisa is going to share that with us today. Now, just to tell you about Lisa, if you do not know her, she is the leading authority in creating optimal health of the mind, body, and spirit through nutrition, lifestyle choices, and a healthy attitude. She is a sought-after international speaker, journalist, author, and she's a TV host who shares her insight in workshops, seminars, lectures, and throughout her extensive writing. Now, along with publishing over 200 articles on health and wellness, Lisa is also the author of Living Beauty, Feel Great, Look Fabulous, and Live Well, A Modern Guide to Feeling Younger at Any Age. Now, I do want to really encourage you to go to Lisa's website, which is lisapetty.ca. That's spelled LISAPETTY.ca. Because when you go to her website, folks, you're going to see some of her TV show segments. And I love them. I learn something from this girl every time I'm with her or see her videos. There's a lot of information on her website that talks about nutrition, and there's a lot of great information that I know you're going to get something from it. So it is, again, the website lisapetty.ca. So let's get Lisa on the show and get started, folks. So Lisa, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be with you again.
Well, we're talking about cleansing, right? Detoxing. And I got to say, when I first heard that phrase, detoxing your body, cleansing, I'm thinking I have to be in some sweat lodge and sweat like crazy. So I'm sure there's people listening who are still not familiar with what we're talking about. So before we go any further, tell them what we're talking about, can you?
Absolutely. And you know what? So you mentioned earlier that it 'tis the season for spring cleaning, and we do it. We go through the clothes, we go through the refrigerator, we go through garage, whatever.
Yeah.
We go through all of it, and we get rid of what no longer serves us, what no longer fits us, and it's no different with our bodies. There's a lot of, you know, as you and Chris were talking, this winter has gone on forever, we naturally, in the winter, we lean toward more carbohydrates, and we tend to put on a little extra weight for insulation, and that's totally cool, and it's sort of a natural default that happens every winter. But when the spring comes around and we want to get into bright colors and short sleeves and shorter pants or skirts or whatever, we want to get rid of that extra weight that maybe we've been carrying around. And we want to do cleaning just like you do in the house. You want to get into the corners with a scrub brush and get the cobwebs out. So essentially that's what you're doing with your body when you get into a cleanse cycle. So it's not scary. I'm not talking about fasting. Fasting, of course, is when you don't eat anything. And I want to make the distinction that if you are not already eating very, very, very well, as in organic, and you get all your fruits and vegetables, and you never eat junk food, and you don't drink coffee, and you never have alcohol, and all of that, you should never fast, because you're just going to make yourself sick. So what I want to talk to you about today is more of how to clean your body in a healthy way by using different foods, perhaps, and different strategies that you might already be doing, or you might do instinctively and not really understand why you're doing them.
Okay.
And we'll talk about some of the benefits of making those changes as well.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, why don't we take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, start talking about all of that stuff you're talking about.
Perfect.
Sound good? So, folks, you might want to get some paper and pen out while we're going to the commercial break, because I can tell you Lisa's going to share a lot of information with you. Again, Lisa's website, lisapetty.ca, lisapetty.ca. Stay tuned. We'll take the short break, and we'll be right back.
In to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we're having an awesome show. We've got my friend, my guru, Miss Knowledge on Nutrition, Lisa Petty, here with us today. And our topic is detoxing, or otherwise known as cleansing. Now, Lisa, let's get right into it. Okay, so we talked about, you know, spring is an awesome time to do cleansing. And it's basically cleanse, you know, get the cobwebs out of your body, stuff like this. Why do people want to do a cleanse? What are some benefits?
Well, you know, people say to me sometimes, we're built to clean up ourselves, right? We have seven organs of detoxification. We have our liver, our kidneys, our skin. Even when we breathe, that helps us to detoxify. Lymph moves around our body. Blood helps us with detoxify. Of course, when we go to the bathroom, we release toxins that way. So people often say to me, well, why do I need to do an additional cleanse if my body is set up to do this anyway? Mm-hmm. And the answer is that we are exposed to toxins from every angle. Every time we breathe or go outside, we're exposed to air pollution. Our bodies create toxins as a byproduct of metabolizing the food that we eat. Sometimes we might take in herbicides and pesticides from our food. So we get toxins into us all the time. And another way, of course, is putting things on our body. So any creams and lotions, shampoos, deodorants, that kind of thing, there's chemicals in those products, and they get in the body.
Now,
so even though...
Because I was having a nice Epsom salts aromatherapy bath the other night.
Yes.
And all I could smell was chlorine in the water. And that is creating toxins in our body too, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I highly recommend that you get a filter for your shower head even. If, I mean, you can get a whole body, or sorry, a whole home filter that you can put at the municipal water supply that will filter all the water coming in your house to get the chlorine out of it. But at the very minimum, you want to get a filter for your shower head that filters chlorine out of the water. And then when you have a bath, for example, you would just run the bath water through the shower head, and that would eliminate the chlorine that's getting into your water. So you're right there. So you were soaking in it, right?
So much for my, like, healing bath, right?
Now, exactly.
You know, these filters, can you get them at any hardware store?
Absolutely, yeah.
You can, eh? Okay.
Yep.
I learned something new again from you, girl.
There we go. That's what I'm here for.
So really, like, as healthy as somebody eats, we're all going to have toxins in our body.
Absolutely. And even when you think about things like electronic pollution from our Wi-Fi and our cell phones, if you think that we're not impacted by that, just think for a second about the fact that we are composed mostly of water. And water is a conductor of electricity. So we are impacted by all of those airwaves. And we're not sure yet what that does to our bodies, but our bodies are designed to protect us. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's some process going on in which the body metabolizes any toxins that are produced from all of those electronic signals. So they've got to be eliminated some way as well. So we've got, you know, something like 10,000 chemicals coming at us every day, plus noise, plus air pollution, plus Wi-Fi. And it's this constant barrage of toxins. And there's no way that your body is able to metabolize all of those toxins without a little bit of help from you.
Now, if you were to have a cleanse,
mm-hmm.
what do people experience? I know what I felt, but I want you to share that with people.
Well, if you don't mind, Sue, can we talk first about why someone might feel like they need a cleanse, or how do you know that you would need a cleanse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when we talk about what is uncomfortable first, then we can appreciate what the results are a little bit better.
And I
just want to make clear that I am really into listening to your body talk.
Yeah,
and
for sure. That's important. I agree with you on that.
And your body wants you to be vibrantly healthy. So it wants you to have lots of energy and to be trim and to have clear skin and a fresh-smelling breath and to be able to sleep well and go to bed at night and pass out and wake up in the morning all refreshed. Everything that you want for your body wants for you, right?
Right.
And whenever you're not experiencing that, so anything that is not vibrant health is an indication that something isn't quite right in your body. So, you know, we've had this long winter, we've talked about that. So some of the things that might indicate it's time for you to have a cleanse would be problems in the bathroom. So either you are constipated or the other way, you are in the bathroom all the time and you've got diarrhea. So essentially that's just saying that your whole bowel, liver, elimination system is going out of control in whatever way. It's either exhausted or it's running overtime because there's so much to do. Mm-hmm. So that's one symptom. Another one is bad breath. If your breath isn't fresh, that could indicate there is just way too much junk, that's the technical term, mm-hmm. in your body. So you've got too much going on, maybe you're not processing the toxins fast enough and they're starting to ferment or otherwise, you know, be trapped in your body, and so it's coming out in your breath. Another symptom you might be experiencing is headache, and I hear that from a lot of people right now that they've got a lot of headaches. So that could be one indication as well that it's time to cleanse.
Well, can I share my experience with you?
Sure.
Those who have heard me interview before have probably heard this, but it's always nice to remind you all of this story. When I first met Lisa, I mentioned earlier that Lisa can look at you and tell you what's happening within you. And for years, I couldn't understand why I would have swelling, headaches, be kind of in a fog. And it was Lisa that told me that I had a gluten wheat intolerance. And just having that, I had to do a detox. And now if I get out and have something that's not right, I have to do a detox, like I could cleanse right away because I'm just so sensitive to foods and that. But it was you that said how swelling in my body, what the reason was. And I had gone to so many people for years about that, and it was all the gluten and wheat, you know. So it is amazing what, you know, our body, when it's not right, like you mentioned, you know, you want to get with that right person. And folks, let me tell you, Lisa is the right person for you. You've worked miracles with me, Lisa, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue. And, you know, I just wanted to make a point there. You said that, you know, I can see from looking at you. And that was, you know, it was from being with you and hearing you, you know, what you were talking about as well. I mean, there are certain symptoms I can see in your face, for example. And it's not magic. It's just a compilation of information, and it's evident. And that's one of the things that I can do when I work with people, because obviously I can't be in everyone's living room, and
right.
I'm able to work with people.
Well, you can with the joy of Skype, you know.
Yes, exactly. So that, thank you for saying that for me, because that's one way that I can work with people on Skype or on the phone. And we go through system checklist, really, of all of the ways that your body talks to you. And so it really helps to pinpoint exactly what it is that you need, because we're all different, even though, you know, we all need proteins and fats and carbs and vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and all kinds of good stuff. Your body is different from mine, and it's different from my mother and from your neighbor and from, you know, the person down the road. Every body is different. So you need to really get in touch with your own body.
I have an example of just what you're saying there for folks. Years ago, and Lisa, you mentioned earlier that it's not good to do a cleanse if there's a fast involved, correct?
For people who are not already very, very healthy.
Okay, so what happened with me was, this is going back years ago, Ross and I were going, we went to this nutritionist. This is not in our area. And folks, this was not Lisa that did this to me. We went to this nutritionist and she said, you know, you should do a cleanse. Cleanses are great and, you know, really good for your body. So we thought, okay, we had no idea about it. We didn't know what we were getting into. And she said we had to go on a fast. It was the first time I'd done a cleanse. And I felt like I was going to die. The same process she had Ross do, it was great. He felt energized and everything, but his body was totally different than mine, how he could handle it. So I'm glad you're saying that you make it specifically for each person, because
it has to be.
And I thought I was going to die that after that.
Yes, and you're an example of what would typically happen. If you just go from square one and start fasting, your experience is more common than Ross's.
Yes.
In that scenario. So, but even in a family situation, we have a couple here that had two completely different reactions to doing one thing. And that's why it really is important to figure out what you personally need in order to be healthy.
And I know for me, we were actually just talking to our naturopath a couple of weeks ago when we got our B12 shots about this. And he was saying for me that I eat fruit, I eat vegetables, I don't eat the chocolate unlike my producer. And I know, I think you like it too, don't you, Lisa, actually, when I'm saying
that. I do like organic dark chocolate.
I don't like that kind of stuff.
I just find that's really odd, Sue, but whatever.
I always say that. But, I mean, I'm different anyways, right? You both know that.
Yes, this is true.
But he has said to me that, you know, just having the good fruits and vegetables and lots of water, that's what he wanted me to continue to do.
Right.
Now, he had a different story for Ross for what he wanted to do. So,
yeah,
it is interesting how the different things that you can do. Now, I also found, now, can we share? So you're going to go through this cleanse, and there are different ways to do a cleanse that people feel different. I think it's very important that people work with you, because you're going to, you know, see them through Skype if they can't work with you in person, and then you're going to be able to tell them individually for them what they need. Yes?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so why don't we take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, let's talk about, you know, what would be involved in a cleanse. And I know you said that our fingernails also give us clues to what's happening in our body. So why don't we talk about that as well when we come back?
Sure.
Sounds good? So folks, stay tuned. We've got lots more to share, and I know you're going to find about your fingernails, what clues they're giving you, very interesting. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way
This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I've got Lisa Petty here with us today, and I hope you're taking notes or about to take some more notes right now, because Lisa is going to share some pretty amazing stuff with us on, we've talked about, you know, why you would want to do a cleanse and how we're all different. So it's very important to work with somebody who has the knowledge. I can tell you firsthand, earlier I shared, my husband Ross and I worked with somebody who, it wasn't really a good experience for me. And I can tell you, I do and have worked with Lisa, and I continue to work with her, and she is top notch, awesome, awesome, awesome. And you don't have to meet her in person, you can work with her over Skype. So please check her website out at lisapetty.ca. That's lisapetty.ca. Now, Lisa, let's talk about the fingernails. Like, the fingernails give you clues. What is that all about?
Oh, okay. Well, this is not necessarily in reference to cleansing, let's be honest. So it's more in reference to, again, how your body talks to you, right? And your body will give you signals that you can see in the mirror. So you might get dark circles under your eyes, your eyebrows might fall out, your hair might fall out. You might have brittle fingernails. And other symptoms like, you know, gas after you eat certain foods, or skin rashes, or achy joints, or low energy. All of those symptoms are simply your body talking to you and telling you that something isn't right. So along with, we've chosen today to talk about cleansing, but any of your health goals, whether you want to release weight or get your energy up or balance your hormones or coast through menopause, whatever the deal is, finding that goal or achieving that goal comes down to what are the symptoms, what is your body trying to tell you, and how do we address those underlying imbalances.
Right.
So for a little bit of fun and for some at-home participation, I want you to just take a moment and look at your fingernails. And hopefully, ladies, if you have nail polish on, you can sort of remember what they look like without the nail polish, because your nails really do tell you a lot about what could be going on inside your body. So let's say, for example, your nails are clubbed, and that means that they look like the back of a teaspoon, so they're sort of curled around the end of your fingertips. Well, that could indicate that you're not getting enough oxygen or circulation. So you could have a problem with your heart or with lungs, so anything to do with circulation. So as you can see, it sounds like something light and superficial and fun. Oh, you know, you have curved nails, but when you really look at it, it could be indicating that something more serious is going on. Or let's say, for example, that you have vertical ridges on your nails. So you have ridges that run from the tip of your nail to the base. Well, this means that you have a tendency toward arthritis or adrenal fatigue, meaning that you're overstressed, and what lady listening isn't overstressed, or that you have another kind of hormone imbalance, because your adrenal glands produce hormones as well. So there could be a hormone imbalance that you want to take a look at.
Can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
Because years ago, as you know, when I was sick with Crohn's disease, a doctor put me on very high dosages of prednisone for years. And when I got healthy, I started playing volleyball. I hit the volleyball and I broke my thumb, because prednisone affects your bones, right? And that nail, my thumbnail, it is always has a crack in it where the thumb got broken. And that nail has ridges on it that you just talked about. So does that, but I'm also just getting over a cold that I don't normally get sick. So would that mean, like, in that, just on that one nail, be because stress of being sick, or because I broke it and maybe it's arthritis?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay, good to know.
Yes, well, the thing is, you know, things like even spots on your nails, you know, the white spots. Well, people might be familiar with the fact that that could be a zinc deficiency, right?
Yeah.
But it could also mean that you hit your hand, that particular finger, at a point when the nail was being formed. So it could be a physical injury that's showing as well. So you broke your thumb, maybe you damaged the nail bed, and maybe forever after you're going to have a crack appear there because you damaged the nail bed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that is when it started, when I, you know, broke that thumb after playing volleyball.
Right, and so it could be also that it gets worse when you're stressed, or it becomes more obvious to you.
Because I didn't really.
It may or may not. I'm just putting it out there.
I just know I'd like a nice manicure right now. Like, I feel really dry because of this cold weather we've been experiencing.
Yes. But, and here's another one that's really important. If your nails tip up at the end, so as opposed to looking like the back of the spoon, they actually tip up at the end. This is an important one, too, because it could mean that you have a deficiency of vitamin B12 or iron, and those are associated with anemia.
Okay.
Again, you know, it seems like a superficial thing to be concerned about your nails, but look at what your nails are telling you about some more serious, potentially more serious conditions that could be going on.
And if your nails are white, does that say something? Because I remember when I was really sick, again, with when I had the Crohn's disease years ago, I didn't have that pink nice color that they are now. You know, does that tell you something as well, like where the color is?
The nail, your actual nail bed was white?
Yeah, well, like you know how you have that little half moon, like, you know, where you're
okay.
And then you have, like, the nail, and you got the white at the end there. Does that, the color of your whole nail appearance make a difference?
Well, your nail should be opaque. You should, should not be opaque. You should be able to see through it. And so if your nail is actually white, there could be a problem with your liver.
Okay.
And
I seem to remember the gastroenterologist, when I'd go see him during my visits, he'd always look at my nails, and I'd always say, "What are you doing? You know, do I need a manicure?" Like, I was because he would never tell me. So.
Yes. Well, and so if you were on any medication, he might have been looking for signs of liver disease.
Oh, okay.
Which would make him a really amazing doctor, in my opinion.
He was. He was a very, very good doctor. I was really blessed with him, but he would never tell me. And I think with him, he didn't want to plant seeds in his patients' minds, right?
Right.
So that's good. So Chris, now, how do your nails look, sweetheart?
Well, they are clear. I can see right through them, and they're only white at the tips.
So, okay. So now,
and I don't polish them.
Okay. So if Chris is feeling sick right now, he's got this cold. Would his nails tell him something?
No, probably not, because it takes a long time for your nail to get from the nail bed to the tip. You wouldn't see. Now, if you were sick for a very long time, we're talking a year, 6 months to a year, yes, we would probably see something in the nails. But liver disease doesn't, again, it's one of those things, it's not like it happens overnight. So over time, you might notice things happening with your nails. And so it is really important to pay attention to things like that. Take a good look at your skin. Look at, you know, your under-eye circles. Look, you know, look at the same thing. Look at moles. Watch them. I mean, it's really important to take responsibility for your own health. And the only way that you can really do it is to know what your body, you know, what it looks like, and then you can notice any changes in it.
And another thing, too, I always thought years ago, this is my old thinking, that if your skin was dry, it was just because it was winter and your skin was dry, but my skin would be dry because I was dehydrated.
Yes.
I needed more water. And you have actually pointed that out to me a lot.
Yes.
I have to tell everybody.
Oh.
She always says, drink more, Sue.
Drink more. Well, you know what? I'll share a formula of how much water you should drink. So what you want to do is whatever your weight is in pounds,
okay,
you want to divide that by 2. And then you want to, whatever the answer is, you want to drink that many ounces of water a day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, divided by 2 is 75, so you would want 75 ounces of water every day. And that's a base. So if it's hot out and you're perspiring a lot, you want to drink more water. Or if you're exercising vigorously, you want to drink more water. But that's just a general rule for how much water you want to consume in a day.
And I can
See, again, it's individual, right? It's not one size fits all.
And we should add, too, because I didn't know this till you told me, that you can actually drink too much water. Right?
Yes. But most people don't have that problem, but yes, you can't drink too much water.
Yeah, because I know I was going through that too, and Lisa pointed that out to me too, folks.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky to have friends like Lisa, gotta tell you folks.
But you know what? Getting back to the cleanse topic, So what you want to do is, first of all, decrease the amount of toxins in, right? So you want to cut back on if you're not eating organic food, you want to cut back on the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides. Probably one of the easiest things to do is just stop eating drive-through food. Stop eating food that comes from a box. You want to do it for at least a week. 2 weeks would be great. 30 days would be amazing. But you want to make sure that you really allow your body to get those cobwebs, get into the corners with the scrub brush. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you continue to eat food that is really really clean and really easy for your body to break down. So we're not talking about dieting. We're just talking about not eating the stuff that you shouldn't eat too much of anyway.
And can I ask you this? Because, I mean, you know that I'm kind of had different reactions. I know our naturopath, we've had him on the show, and he says he learned so much about me because I have things happen differently to me than others. By doing what you just said, by eating the organic, by leaving out the box stuff and the junk stuff, should your body be able to go through a detox or a cleanse in a comfortable way? Or like how I felt when I felt like I was dying when that person put me on that fast, is that a fair thing to say that people will feel like that? Or can you feel okay still going through fast these cleanses?
You should feel okay. So what will happen is if you stop eating, putting the garbage in, right, and allowing your body to let more garbage out, you will probably find your elimination is going to step up. Because, I mean, one of the things that I would like you to do, if you're eating more fruits and vegetables, and you would because now you're not eating pizza, right? You're going to be eating more easily digested food that has more water in it, and you're going to drink more water because now you know the formula for how much water. All of these things aid in the elimination process, and that's what you want to do. You want to get things moving out. Mm-hmm. So you might find, again, we talked earlier about a sign that you might want to cleanse is that you're constipated or you have diarrhea. You might find about day 3 that one of those two things might happen. So you might find you're always in the bathroom, or you might find things have just stopped moving.
Okay.
And that just means that it's working.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Things are different. Things are happening, and your body is dealing with it.
Good. Well, let's take a quick break, shall we? And let's come back and talk more about this after the break. And then you've got an amazing program that's coming up that we want to share with everybody after the break.
Awesome.
Sound good? Okay, so folks, we'll take a quick break, and then we come back more with Lisa on cleanses. So stay tuned.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I am so happy to share this girl with you today. We have got the amazing Lisa Petty here with you today, with us today, and with you. And Lisa's helping us to learn more about detoxing and cleanses. And I have to tell you personally, I work with this girl. She has made so many changes in my life. She is my guru. She's my hero. She was the one that told me that I had this intolerant to wheat and gluten, and it has changed my life. She is a blessing beyond in my life, folks. So Lisa, you shared about, you know, why we want to do these cleanses and, you know, looking at our nails and what that tells us. What we eat is very important. What we do, the cleanses, right?
Absolutely.
So spring is here, and I decided yesterday, we have this tradition in our house, as you know, Lisa, that on Sundays, I take Sundays. Sometimes it's with the kids are over and we do it together, or Ross and I do it, but we will make our food for the week. So yesterday, I just wanted some vegetables in a nice soup, and I made homemade beef broth. I put in that I had cooked roast, and I put the roast beef in it, and I put carrots and parsnips and peas and onions and mushrooms and broccoli in that. And Ross said it was absolutely the best soup he'd ever eaten. Now, is that a food you could say would be fair to say you could eat that during a cleanse if you left the roast beef out?
I was just going to say that.
See how well I'm learning from you?
and I'm not suggesting that you need to be vegetarian through this process, because I'm not. However, you can choose to go meat-free for a week or 2 weeks or whatever and get your protein from other sources. And I say that only because particularly red meat like beef is really hard to digest. And what we're trying to do is allow our bodies to process food really quickly so it's out of the way, and then our bodies can then work on getting into the corners and cleaning up. So
right.
Everything other than the beef would be an amazing meal, soup, or lunch, supper, whatever, through this process. So again, it's not about deprivation. It's just about making little changes.
And you know, it does take a little bit of time to do, but, you know, Ross and I have said that we absolutely do not miss going to restaurants, because this is how we eat every day, and we feel better for it. So, you know, your body gets used to having that great food. It wants it all the time.
Absolutely does, yeah. It's crazy.
Now you have a list of foods that you recommend people having. So do you want to share that with everybody?
So we don't want to just think about what we can't have, right? Because that's no fun. So there's lots of really good food that you can incorporate daily, but through a cleanse process, it's going to help you as well. So beets, for example. Love, love, love beets. Well,
and Lisa, can I add, you love my beets, don't you?
I do.
Chrissy is even eating them, Lisa.
They're great. I love them.
Yeah.
They're pickled, but are they okay?
They are. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I mean for a cleanse.
Well, you want to try to avoid
the vinegar. Anything
too challenging. But if you were to just have steamed beets or boiled beets, whatever, they are so good for helping to purify your blood and to support your liver. So you want to incorporate those. Blueberries, if you like blueberries, they're great for your urinary tract. So I mean, you want to clear out anything that might be going on there as well. Blueberries are antiviral and really, really good for you as well. Cabbage, amazing.
See, I don't like cabbage.
Well, I'm sorry, but you like broccoli. Any of the cruciferous vegetables are really good, because when you're going through detoxification, which your body does on a daily basis, remember, there are two phases of detoxification. And in the first phase, some things become more dangerous. And we need, so then they move to phase two, where they are deactivated and eliminated. But there's a moment there where they're pretty scary things. And these are the toxins that are reproductive toxins. So they're linked with breast cancer and that kind of thing. So when you eat cruciferous vegetables, they contain a nutrient that helps with to deactivate those toxins that come out of phase one. So we want to make sure we're getting broccoli and cabbage and mustard and those kinds of food, Brussels sprouts. Very, very good for us all the time, ladies, all the time.
Can I ask you, if I eat triple broccoli, can I like leave out the Brussels sprouts and the cabbage?
Oh my gosh, I guess, Sue.
No, I'm being difficult. I know.
I know, you are.
But is it the variety you eat, or is it the amount you eat?
Well, you want to get as many of those nutrients in your body as well. And, you know, we aren't going to talk about supplements today, but that nutrient that I'm talking about, DIM, or indole-3-carbinol, you can get it in supplement form. If you absolutely do not like cruciferous vegetables, you can get it in
supplement. She is my friend, folks. She doesn't pick on clients like this way, I have to tell you.
Oh, I don't know about that. Everybody gets...
We love each other. Tell them, Lisa.
I love you, Sue. Okay, let's talk about some more cool foods. So lemons, first thing in the morning, you want to squeeze half a lemon into a glass of water and drink that, because it's really, really good for your liver. It obviously contains vitamin C, but it helps your body to make a substance called glutathione, which helps to ensure that phase two liver detoxification takes place as well. You want it to keep pace with what happens in phase one, because if phase one's running amok and phase two is lagging behind, that's when we get into trouble. So we want to make sure we support that phase two detox as well.
Repeat that part. So you're going to take half of a cup of water, filtered water. Is this hot water, cold water?
You can have hot water, cold water, whatever you want. Not half a cup. A cup of water and a half a lemon.
Oh, okay. Half a lemon. Okay.
Yeah, squeeze half a lemon in there. Really, really good to start every day.
Okay. And is that just, like, is that all the time doing that? Or just?
Yeah, you can do that all the time.
Yeah,
you can do that all the time.
Okay.
Very, very good for you. It's alkalizing, too. So if you have joint pain, it's going to help to keep your blood alkaline, get the inflammation down, all that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So other foods we like, kale. Ugh, it's so delicious. High in fiber, so it's going to help clean your digestive tract. And it contains compounds that deactivate toxins found in cigarette smoke, for example. And it helps to kickstart the liver in producing certain enzymes that help with cleansing as well. So kale's another good one.
Okay. I don't know how to cook that, so I need to invite you over for dinner again.
Do you want a hint? Everybody, do you want a hint?
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes kale can be fibrous. So what you want to do when you're washing it is give it a bit of a massage. So as you're cleaning the leaf, you're just going to massage it firmly because that's going to help break up the cell walls just a little bit, okay? Because that's what can make it fibrous and a little bit chewy sometimes.
Okay.
And then you just want to steam it for 2 or 3 minutes until it's that beautiful dark green color. Mm-hmm. And here's the key, because a lot of people who think that they're doing themselves a favor by not putting fat on their food, mm-hmm. Kale is a really good source of beta-carotene, which is a fat-soluble vitamin. But if you don't eat fat with it, mm-hmm. you don't get access to those fat-soluble vitamins. So drizzle some olive oil on it, or have some almonds, or have it with fish, or something that provides healthy fats so that you can get all the goodness out of the kale.
Okay, good to know. Now, Lisa, we're out of time, and I want what I'm going to do is I'll get that list from Lisa, and I will put it on our Facebook fan page for you. But, Lisa, I want you to tell everybody you've got this workshop, and we've got about 30 seconds left.
Excellent.
No pressure, my friend.
Okay, well, I have a workshop called Spring Into Your Summer Body starting April 14th. It is a virtual group program that you can do from the comfort of your home. So you can check that out at my website, lisapetty.ca. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot more about cleansing than we've touched on today. And I also invite people to check into my Body Talk Nutrition and Lifestyle Assessment so you can really get a sense of what your body needs to be absolutely vibrantly healthy. And that's at lisapetty.ca as well.
That's perfect. And folks, I really encourage you to sign up and work with Lisa. She is so informative. She's knowledgeable. She's a professor at a university, folks. Like, that tells you a lot right there. Or college, I should say. Forgive me,
yes.
Lisa. Awesome. So, lisapetty.ca. Lisa, I love you as always, my friend. I learn something every day from you. I talk to you.
Thank you.
We will put the details of your things to eat up on our Facebook fan page, so check that out after the show. Great show. Thanks for tuning in, folks. It's been awesome. Next week, our guest is going to be Brenda Pierce with another great healing topic. So on behalf of our amazing guest, Lisa Penny, and my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaulo, hope you feel better, my friend, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon, folks.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.